Yeah, it was a hilly course. I ran with some of the half marathon guys just to keep a good pace, and then just kept the same sort of pace going. Slowed a wee bit in the last 5 miles or so, but I was shooting for about 2:45 and got 2:44, so I was bang on for what I was aiming for. So,
have you done this course before?
No, I was meant to do it last year, but I wasn't mentally prepared for it. So, Donegal Marathon were great and letting me defer to this year. So I'm really thankful for that, and
And you knew in advance that it was fairly hilly.
Yeah, I used to come here as a kid for holidays, so I sort of know the area, and I know it is hilly. So, but I've done hilly marathons before, so I knew what it was going to be like. So,
and mentally, I suppose one of the difficulties out there is you're on your own for long stretches.
Yeah, that's it. It's keeping the concentration going and not letting it slip, because it's easy done. And you don't know how far second place is behind you, so you know every corner was sort of looking around, and thankfully there was no one following me that close, so yeah, good result.
And so you'll look back on this with pride in years to come?
Definitely, I'll be back again. I don't know if I'll be back next year, just getting a house at the minute, so maybe in a couple of years time I'll be back and I'll go for the win again.
Kieran McGonigal, you won the half marathon. Tell us a little bit about how it went for you today.
It went very well today. Couldn't beat the weather, was good. Started off well, just kept it comfortable for the first half and then started to push on about the midway point. And the last 4 or 5 miles picked up again, you know, but kept strong and it all went well.
Now, the event has had its fair share of bad weather, the first year in particular. Today, pretty much ideal.
Aye, conditions were ideal today. There was a slight breeze out there, but nothing major compared to last year. I ran the full one last year, and the wind and the rain, it was tight going, but it was very good to come out and get a better day like that. Conditions were perfect for running, and it helped get around there when you don't have to run into a strong breeze. I was actually surprised, because going with the forecast all week it was given for bad, so it was a nice surprise to get this weather.
Great to see, particularly in the town. I mean, good support there today, and it does lift people coming in the closing stages.
Oh, definitely gives you that wee lift coming up near the end, when you have that support there and the people out in the streets. And so I was very well supported, even all the way out New Mills and coming back in there and finishing up here on the track. There was great support, and as you say, it does give that wee lift, you know, when you need it most, I think.
And the event seems to be going from strength to strength.
It seems to be, yeah. It seems to have there's a big crowd doing the half, and I think there was they had a good registration for the full as well. So it's great to see that, and hopefully it keeps continuing and keeps continuing to grow in strength, because it's great for the area and great for to have the marathon here and have a local one run, and it's run very well. And as I say, hopefully it gets the support and continues going from strength to strength.
And it's great also to see that there's such a mixture of people, individuals, running clubs, and from all over the place, and a very colourful event.
Oh, definitely. From what, as you say, the people from the different scales, from club runners to fun runners to people probably just out running by themselves, to give everybody and anybody, and they're out here running, and it's great to see them going around. I was out doing a wee cool down there and just running along and seeing the people going round for their second lap doing the marathon, and as you say, it was there. You had people from, from all abilities doing it, and it's good to see. As he shows, there's a lot of running going on locally, and it's great to see it.
And we're down here at the track, just by the finish line at the Aura Leisure Complex, and it really is a great facility for the start and finish.
Oh, it definitely is. It's great to come on and finish it here on the line, or on the track, coming around here. And the facilities is brilliant. You go in there, you've got everything you need here, and keeps the crowd very close too. When I was finishing there, I had my family there, my best supporters there. They were out there helping, and they were finishing along with me, and it was great to be able to do that. You know, it's so local and a kind of nice, close kind of community, kind of spirit about the place, and it's great to see.